Barrington Stage Company is celebrating one of the greatest composers of the 20th century. From I Got Rhythm to Embraceable You to Summertime, George Gershwin's soaring, glorious music lifts our spirits and warms our hearts. Featuring a cast of stellar Broadway singers, the Barrington Stage Company is presenting this incredible concert titled, appropriately enough, Who Could Ask for Anything More? The production runs from June 10th through July 3rd outdoors at the BSC Production Center on Laurel Street in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. To tell us more this morning, we welcome Julianne Boyd, the director of this production, as well as the founder and artistic director of Barrington Stage Company. Good morning, Julianne. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. I'm great. Just wonderful.
It's a pleasure to have you here. Thank you very much for being here. Also joining us, musical director Darren Cohen. Together, they've conceived the concert, which features this incredible group, and you can tell us about them in a moment. So, Darren, thank you for being here as well. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
All right. So, Julianne, tell us about how this particular production came about and what we were just talking about with David, these weird, odd circumstances.
Absolutely. Weird, odd circumstances. Sometimes it's just brings wonderful results, of course. One second. What happened was that Darren and I were thinking of a show that we would like to do together, and we wanted to do a musical review. We were doing it outdoors in a tent, and last year we had done Rodgers and Hammerstein, and the people loved it. There's something kind of fabulous about these wonderful, warm songs that most people know, and one of the composers that I had never, believe it or not, done a review on, I've done a lot of reviews on different composers, but George Gershwin. And I love the combination of his, you know, his influences from African-American blues to Russian Jewish music, the combination of that in his own style with the syncopation and rhythms and harmonies that are so very different and, quite honestly, very complicated. So I said to Darren, you want to do it? And he said, yes, let's do it. And so we embarked on the journey of getting the rights of George Gershwin songs. And I can't tell you, I couldn't be happier with the results because it has an emotional basis that's upbeat and exciting, and I think what our audiences need right now, which is a lot of happiness. And when you go outside, you want to, and you go to the theater, you want to see something that's going to make you smile and hopefully clap.
Absolutely. You have this incredible group of performers: Allison Blackwell, Brittany Coleman, Alan Green, Jacob Tischler, Alicia Umfriss. So amazing people. Darren, what was it like to put together this review for this particular group of talent?
It's amazing because when I was asked to take on the task of creating arrangements, I thought, you know, these are the most famous Gershwin songs. What am I going to do that people have not feel like they've already heard off the radio the way they know it? So when I realized the range and the colors of the voices I have to work with, it really became the best challenge in the world to utilize their voices and their acting abilities and to really just stretch all of us, including myself, into a whole diverse evening of gospel and what I would call 1920s, 30s pop music on the radio, really spanning so many different styles. I think the audience is going to love it, know the songs, but also be a little pleasantly surprised.
So I'll ask you both this question, but Julianne, let me begin with you of the secret to putting together a good review, especially of someone so iconic.
It's a great question. I think it's variety. You know, he's written in so many different styles, and he has so many influences. And so one of the things we try to do is have a lot of variety. You know, if you have an up-tempo comic number and, you know, another kind of light number, then you want to, of course, come in with a ballad, because your funny numbers are funnier when they're preceded by a ballad or by something a little more heartfelt. Also, we take into account the performers. For instance, we had worked with Alan Green and Alicia Umfriss last year with Rodgers and Hammerstein. We know them well, and we know what they would like to sing and what they could sing wonderfully. Allison Blackwell has worked here before, and Jacob Tischler and Brittany were new, Brittany Coleman. And so we kind of guessed. You know, what we did is we did a Zoom interview with them. We said, hey, what do you like to sing? What are you comfortable with? We got to know their personalities a little bit. And then it's much easier once you get to know their personalities. For instance, Jacob is a fabulous dancer and a comedian. And we knew when we talked to him, he was really funny. Mm. And so that helped us kind of figure out oh, we'll move this song over to him, or yeah, we could do this song. So it was a combination of getting to know the actors and their voices, of course, and their voices, and enough variety in the show so that it surprises you. Also, if you have a long number that's maybe 3.5, 4 minutes, then you're going to come in with a number maybe afterwards, after that, that's 1.5 minutes. As much variety as you can to surprise the audience so they don't get lulled into the same rhythm of a show.
Darren, same question for you.
I think when putting this together, I think what made it, again, I use this word challenging, but yet easy, was that we're not really tied to gender relations with the music. Because I think when most people, including myself, think back to the 20s and 30s, who sang the original in what show? We don't really know. His songs were more known than the shows they came from. So I said, I like this for this person. And someone said, but that's usually sung by a girl. And I said, and? So
why do we have to do that still?
Yeah, and I don't think the audience is going to know either, because I'm a real theater geek, and I really didn't know who sang the originals, male, female, younger, silly. So we assign going off of the talent in front of us and built it that way, not by following a catalog of their material and making sure it matched. You know, it wasn't a retrospect on the career as much as can we do with the songs to make them, you know, fresh and in today's world.
Yeah, I think we're really contemporizing the songs, too. We can't do them the way they were originally done, nor do we want to. But what does a song mean today if an artist sings it, if a wonderful actor singer performs it? How will they connect to that? And we were very aware of that those connections had to be made so that our audience feels we're all in the same world, and that's the world of today.
So, yeah. Julianne, let me ask you a holistic question of how this fits into the reemergence of Barrington Stage into the arts world as we're all coming out of COVID at various degrees of rapidity.
Yeah. Well, you know, we did do work last year. We did a Rodgers and Hammerstein review and a one-man show. And we saw that the audience wanted to get out there and have shared humanity. The important thing was they were in a space with a group of people and all enjoying the same thing. And I think that's still the basis of what we're doing this year. We have a larger season because we're going both outdoors and indoors. We have a bigger tent. Last year it was, 100 people, and then the governor had cut it down to 50 people. This year we have 200 people, and actually the governor said we could have more, but we're not. We're sort of limiting it to 200 people so that it can be somewhat contained. You know, we don't want it to be a football field. We want it to be a contained space where people can really enjoy the performers. Indoors, we've had our space, it was ready since last year. We had the air conditioning done, redone. We had, MERV 13 filters. We've done everything that the CDC and more said about it. We're still going to be requiring masks indoors, and as of now, we're requiring masks outdoors as well. As the summer progresses, we'll see what happens. But right now, we're sticking with that because we want the most people comfortable possible. So I think that it's just about getting people together and hopefully, that's what theater's been about for how many centuries,
Right.
And hopefully this will continue. We're hoping in the fall, if all goes well, as Broadway reopens and all the seats will be available on Broadway with, indoor theater, we're hoping that we could move our seats, on our main stage. We took out 2/3 of the seats. It was 520 seats. We now have 160 seats. We will stick with that for the summer. We just want to be as safe as possible. But in the fall, we're planning on putting the seats back if all goes well. If the variants don't take over, if we continue to have, fewer and fewer cases, we're ready to do that if safety permits it.
And the word flexibility remains the order of the day, right? I mean, figure out whatever comes down the pike and you'll figure it out later.
Be nimble and pivot. Nimble and pivot. This is our new mantra, Joe.
So, Darren, we have less than a minute, so I'll give you the last word of what you hope people get out of this particular review.
Not to repeat truly, but honestly, just a smile, joy, relating to other human beings, because, I also think a lot of people, including me, when we first set out, I thought, this music's all fluff. I Got Rhythm, et cetera. I thought, okay, it's just what it is. But it's so based in humanity, even in the 20s. And it just means more so today. And I think people are going to latch on to every song and every performer in whatever way they need to and whatever way they do. They're going to realize this was still a theatrical evening, not a concert slash, I hate the word, review, but it really is a theatrical evening that they're going to smile and have a tear and enjoy themselves like any great theater experience. So please come on out. Come see our stuff.
Julianne Boyd and Darren Cohen, our guests this morning. Who Could Ask for Anything More? Runs from June 10th through July 3rd outdoors at the BSC Production Center on Laurel Street in Pittsfield. You can find out more by going to barringtonstageco.org. Barringtonstageco.org. Julie and Darren, thank you so much. Always a great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you so much.
A pleasure, Joe.
Be well.
Pleasure.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.